With this feast of the presentation of our Lord in the temple, the Christmas cycle comes to an end. The infancy of our Lord in the scriptures, the childhood, really, of our Lord in the scriptures, ends with our Lord's finding in the temple when he was 12 years old. But this is really the end of our Lord's infancy narrative in the Gospel. And it is, in a particular way, indicative of the end of Christmas, you might say, and the beginning of what we now call ordinary time, or what we might think of in terms of our Lord's later life and public ministry. Because at the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, in a certain way, the old covenant definitively comes to an end. The arrival of the Savior is definitive, because he has fulfilled the meaning of the temple in the Old Testament, the tabernacle set up by Moses and later to be made the temple in Jerusalem, was the home of God among the people of Israel. God's cloud of glory filled the temple and dwelt over the Ark of the Covenant, the propitiatory on the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. And this manifestation of God's presence remained with the people as long as they had the Ark. When the Ark moved with the people before they arrived in the Holy Land, our Lord manifested himself in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And when the temple or the tabernacle would be set up, God's cloud of glory would manifest itself inside the temple. And this was true until the Ark of the Covenant was lost at the time of the Babylonian exile. And in the time in which our Lord came to the temple, all the rituals of the temple continued without the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. They continued to offer sacrifice, continued to worship as though the Ark were still in the Holy of Holies, but it wasn't. It was empty. There was a rock put in the place of the Ark of the Covenant, and the cloud of God's glory was no longer in the temple. And so there was a sort of waning, you might say, of the Old Covenant. The temple worship continued to carry on, but without the full force of the prescriptions of the Lord. And it was also even a manifest waning in the sense that God's cloud of glory no longer resided in the temple. So that was the context of the situation in Jerusalem when Our Lady brought the child, and Saint Joseph brought the child Jesus into the temple. Jesus is the true covenant, not written on stone, you know, the principal artifact or relic of the Ark of the Covenant was the stone tablets of Moses. But this covenant is not written on stone. It's not carried in a golden box, but it is written on the heart of man, written on the heart of God who has become man and who is carried into the temple in the arms of his Immaculate Mother. And so, in a real sense, this light that Saint Simeon speaks of, the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel, is Christ himself manifesting himself in his humility and through the mediation of his Immaculate Mother. Our Lady is the light bearer, you know, on the Feast of the Presentation, we, at the principal Mass at least, carry candles to signify Christ as the light of the world, and in a sense to imitate the Blessed Mother who brought Jesus into the temple. Our Lady is the true light bearer. She takes the name of the fallen angel, Lucifer. Saint Anthony of Padua refers a number of times to our Blessed Mother as the true Lucifer. Not a very easy appellative to swallow because of its connotations, but Lucifer was the name that God gave to the highest angel, to the angel who eventually became the devil. But it belongs in a particular way to our Blessed Mother, because she is the one who brought him into the temple. She is the one who always brings Jesus into our presence and allows us to commune with him. And so as Christmas winds down, we give thanks for the great gift of our salvation in the person of Christ Jesus, our Savior. And we give thanks that we are not in a position to have to wait for his coming. We have the fullness of his presence in the church, in his teaching, in his sacraments, and most especially in his blessed sacrament. For us, every day is Christmas. Every day is an opportunity to receive Jesus into our own temple, into our church, onto our altar, into our very bodies, where we can commune with him in this greatest of all sacraments. Our Lord keeps his promises. He is our salvation. He is the light of the world. He is the glory of the people. And our eyes have seen his salvation because he keeps his promise and is with us until the end of time.